There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me.
You're funny, scumbag
get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that's constantly looking for another room to stay in. And joining me, as always, is the never homeless, Lee.
Hi!
She's always never homeless.
What?
She's always welcomed into everyone's home.
Oh, that kind of homeless. Okay, I hope so. You're listening to us. We did not force you to click. Well, we beg you to, and we hope you do. And John tells me people download it, and I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
That's true.
It's awesome.
That's
I love
accurate.
It.
Yep.
I love it.
So Lee, what's going on today in the world of Dragon Con?
Today has been a quiet day. Clay and Susan Griffith, who are authors of The Geomancer, a new book in their Vampire Empire series, steampunk adventure and romance. So that'll be cool to be on alternate history, I'm sure, and on maybe some other things. So that's good. And so that's going to be going on. And then...
There was something that you came up with at the director's meeting that you wanted
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So, trying to figure out exactly where it is, John, so we're going to have to do it. But, okay. So, at the director's meeting, and I meant to say this yesterday, there has now been, like, an official rule. And these rules are actually going to be on the site. I know one of them is now, but I don't know if the other one is. So, a lot of people said, at what age do you buy your kid a ticket? What age do you have to buy your kid a ticket? You have to buy them at 7. 7 and older must have a badge to go to the panels and the other stuff. 6 and younger, they don't. Now, you're on the honor system, and I'm going to hope everybody is going to be honest and forthright and true, just like Superman and Green Lantern and everybody else wants you to be. And Captain America, you will disappoint Captain America if you don't follow this rule. But, so that's the rule for that. We've had... not many problems in the past, but that's just people kind of don't know. Like, at what age do you buy a ticket? So, that's it. So, 7, buy a ticket. 6, don't buy a ticket.
Now,
7, buy a membership. 6, don't buy a membership.
Are there children's memberships or?
No, it's still the same thing.
Same price.
It is still the same thing. Because probably they aren't going to go to the rave at 2 a.m. We really hope not. But. They will be going to a lot of the other fun stuff. So take that one out. So there we go. Sorry, I'm having to plug in my laptop. Oops. So there was one. The other rule is, at what age does Dragon Con kind of allow teens to wander by themselves? Now, this one is going to be awkwardly not enforceable. We're not going to ID people as they walk around. But we want you to have this in your head. If they're going to on their own to panels and things like that, they need to be 16. That is kind of our rule at Dragon Con. And the reason for that being that at 16, if they can drive, they can be at Dragon Con. And at 16, they also kind of know the rules. Again, we're not going to be asking people for ID or anything else. But if they are a problem, we will find you and talk to you as the parents. So that's kind of the rule. And that's what we want you to know. And this isn't trying to be mean or anything else. This is just kind of the ticket thing has been in there a while. I think the teenager thing is kind of new, mostly because there is kind of that question of, at what point.
Well,
also, when you're on the Dragon Con app, this comes up a lot. People are like, what are family friendly things? What are things kids can come to? There is something for us as directors. There's a general, which basically means PG-13. Okay, so you make the decision if your 10-year-old can be in there or not. I would say most of the big panels, if you're going to a main programming room, because we talk to the guests, but I can't make them not say damn it or shit or something like that. Most of the panels like that, PG-13, most of them are around the look closer to the PG range. But if there's something that you're like, I wonder if my kids could go to this. And that's a small room panel. We have general, which, as I said, is pretty much the PG-13. We have mature, which means, no, you got to be 17 and older. And then we have family friendly. I have a couple of family friendlies. I'm doing, I think I talked about this on the paranormal thing, is that I'm doing a family friendly big Q&A in the main room because we want kids to ask questions and they like to ask questions. But so that's something like a new tip for you. Then this is, I think it was in there last year, but we're really pushing it this year. All of the directors are really being pushed to say, is your track going to be general? Is it going to be mature? And is it going to be family friendly? And so it defaults to general. But we are updating. A lot of us who are talking about things, and we have a directors group where we're already talking to the Kaleidoscope track, and she's like, I'm going to cross promote that, and that'll be good. So there we go. So, I mean, just some new information, John, to help people understand what's going on around DragonCon.
Okay. So that's new information for even folks that might have been there before. But what, if only there was some way to, have someone, mentor those folks that are really exactly. new to DragonCon.
Or somebody who, understands. The
convention
troubles and the concerns that they have.
Yeah, if only there was.
Hi guys,
Zan. This is Zan. Zan has been on before. We're very glad. I liked John. I can't believe we both did the dilly doo dilly doo.
Yeah, I love the Wayne's World. A friend of mine just saw that for the first time like last week.
Okay, Zan, who's Wayne and who's Garth?
Wayne is Mike Myers.
No. Between John and I. Who's Wayne and who's Garth? Boy, that put her on a spot, didn't it? Okay, yeah, we'll talk about
her. That's a tough one.
Her internet dropped out. She answered.
Dropped out right there.
She answered. She just couldn't hear her.
I was all prepared for movie trivia. I was like, I know this.
I know. John's getting us, isn't he? I got this one. So, okay. So what we want to talk to you, Zan, you have for years kind of done mentoring, unofficial mentoring. You used to do it. We talked about it with Kevin yesterday when we used to have those big lines that we don't have anymore, kind of would make some friends there. But you also kind of started, you helped with Kevin starting the newbies group, the newbie tours. And also you've been really involved in newbies to DragonCon before. So what do you do and how'd you get involved in it?
Right. Well, I'm not one of the admins in the newbies group. Kevin actually started the Facebook group. But right. What happened was when Kim McGivney started the newbie tours, which I believe was about 5 years ago, I went on the tours when she hosted them. And back then, they weren't officially part of the convention yet. They were just informally organized online. And what I'd been doing for years is, because DragonCon got so big and overwhelming, I would arrive a day early and walk around by myself to kind of reacquaint myself with where everything was. So mm-hmm. when the newbie tours happened, I was like, well, I might as well do it with a group of people instead of just wandering around by myself alone because none of my friends are here yet. So I just joined in and I was just a participant on the tour. And then when the tours got big and popular enough that she needed extra people to help, I volunteered. And so now I'm one of the volunteer tour leaders. And you can spot me because I'll be wearing my tiara that says Eternal Zan that I got last year and I love it. So now I just wear it all the time at DragonCon.
I love you. I want to wear a tiara at Con, but I love yours. I love it because I can see you in a crowd because it sparkles.
Yeah, it's very handy. You'd think there'd be more people at DragonCon wearing a tiara, but mostly it's Disney princesses and me. So.
There you go. Wait, you are a Disney princess.
I haven't done that yet, but maybe
I saw you
day.
In an you were in an R2-D2 con wedding dress once.
Yes, I do have that, and I tossed the tiara on top of that. That was kind of a smash up, but yeah, we also will have rolling tours again this year, and that's for people in wheelchairs or who have other mobility issues. We show you alternate ways to get around the con.
And that's awesome.
Yeah, so you can join the DragonCon Newbies Facebook group, and of course, we'll also be sharing that information with Disability Services. Mm-hmm. I went on that tour last year as a participant, so I would be prepared to lead it this year if needed, because, at DragonCon, you got to be prepared.
Well, last year, my husband had just had knee surgery, and it he thought he was only going to have 2 weeks of recovery, and it became 6 weeks. He was in a wheelchair all of Con, and it was very different, as he said, to get around Con being in a wheelchair than, you know, to be even had he said been in, with a cane or something like that. It was very different. So that's an awesome tour to be doing. I love it. Thank you very much for doing that.
Sure. You're welcome. Well, my best suggestion for newbies is to arrive early. And if you're coming in from more than a couple time zones away, I'd say arrive sometime on Wednesday. So you make sure you can make the tours on Thursday. And, you
know, but Con doesn't start till Friday officially.
Not officially. I understand.
No matter what John says.
Sure.
But yeah. You know how unexpected travel delays can easily happen.
Oh, that is very
so,
true.
You know, I've had roommates from England and New Zealand, and arriving on Wednesday was just a lifesaver for them.
I've had friends from the West Coast, and coming early does help because you do need to get a little acclimated, both to your new time zone, and it's hot. We're going to say that a lot.
Yeah, the weather is a big change for a lot of people. Yeah. So I'll also be volunteering for setup and teardown for the Dragon Con store. This will be my third year doing that, and I'm really looking forward to that.
Yay!
And I've also applied to be on some fan panels again this year. So maybe my name will – I got so excited last year when I was like, my name's in the app. I can search my name and see my panels. I that was fantastic. I love that.
John loves seeing his name under the guest You do too. Don't deny that you get all kind of happy and fleshy.
Zan, are you still doing your mentorship or?
Yes. At the end of the show, I'll give all my contact information, and anybody who's a new person that what I do for mentorship is something outside of the Dragon Con newbies group, just to make that clear. I mean, I do make a post in there, but as far as I know, I'm the only one that does this. I used to do it in the Dragon Con Yahoo group, and now I do it on Facebook, or I'll make a post in the newbies group, which it's basically I'm your phone-a-friend. So we might Facebook chat or talk on the phone and see if we have enough common interests that you think I would be a good, basically big sister. You just call me and say, hey, I'm interested in this. And it's kind of the last mile because the newbies group is fantastic. But once people get to the convention, it can be very difficult to get cell phone signal. And while you're certainly welcome to make a post online or in the newbies group asking for help, a lot of people, you know, they're at the con. So people might be less responsive during the convention than they would be the rest of the year because everybody's off experiencing the convention. So by having somebody you can text message or we can arrange meetups, just whatever works for you, depending, like I said, on our common interests, then we just get to know each other and I help you out at the convention.
Very cool. Very cool. I love that kind of an idea of your phone a friend. I mean, you know, you're like, okay, it's 7 o'clock and I'm not sure. I've got like four ideas to go to. This is the person that can help you say, hey, I'll help you decide which one is good for right now.
Yeah, that's exactly what I've done. I've had newbies contact me and I can take more than one. 1 year I had five, and some people contact me a lot. Some people only a couple times. And of course their questions vary. And I guarantee you, if I don't know the answer, I can tell you how to find the answer.
Yeah.
So, you know, cause no one person can know everything, of course, but I just do my best. And I've had people tell me it was really great. You know, if you know somebody who has been to Dragon Con for many years that you're attending with, that's, of course, ideal. But if you don't, then that's how I can help out.
Well, I think it was last year or the year before. And forgive me, guys, because the years, they do get mushed together. But I think it was last year because you were in the tiara. But somebody said that they had heard about the mentoring thing from this and signed up for you and like emailed you and said, yes, I want to be a mentor.
Yeah,
and I was like,
yeah,
oh, that's awesome. Because they just were like, I'm coming and I have no idea. And I cannot remember the person. It was a female, if that helps.
Yeah, there were a few people last year.
Yeah. So, yay. Yay, and I'm glad, and I hope you're coming back. And I'm sorry, I can't remember your name because I'm a doofus. With the other things with newbies, what are some of the things that you would say, like, your top five or top three newbie rules or ideas?
Hmm.
Or is that not a question I was supposed to ask? Oops.
Well, see, yeah, see, a lot of that, it's just a lot of that stuff is kind of already covered in the Dragon Con newbies group. And I think you did a, I just feel like I don't really have a lot to say on this because you just covered it a couple podcasts ago.
Yeah.
Oh, so, okay. Well, we just don't know if you had anything.
But Zan, you do know.
No, just basically getting there early is my best advice. Getting there early and taking the newbie tours and checking out on Tuesday, I think is fantastic because there is still a lot of stuff that happens on Monday, and Monday is your last chance day. And so if at all you can get off work, then I suggest checking out on Tuesday so that you can, you know, go home well rested. You want to arrive well rested and leave well rested.
I swear to God, it's going to be at some point that I am checking into the hotel on Tuesday and leaving. I'm going to be there for a whole week.
So,
John, so, this is all your fault somehow.
Zan, you know, one of the things, though, that we did not cover was a lot of the questions surrounding, you know, hotel reservations and those kind of things. And
yeah.
I know that you've done some research and you've got a lot of good tips as far as that's concerned. You want to
I have a whole section on that. And then I have a section on the Dragon Con Eternal Members stuff for this year.
Yes.
So, yeah, those are my two big topics if you want me to just get started.
Yeah, go ahead. Dive right in.
Zan
is like the most prepared guest we have.
She's much more prepared than John and I.
Way more prepared than we are.
Oh, Lord. Lord help you. Yeah. Okay, go, Zan. Go. Yeah,
This is why you can trust her. So this is why you can trust her.
Yeah, so this is straight from our topic list that we emailed about. The first topic is how not to lose your room, and I have some very important news on this. If you have a reservation at the DoubleTree by Hilton Atlanta downtown, check your email because some people got an email notification that their reservation would have to be canceled and that they'd be offering the Omni and Lowe's, which are much further away. So if you have a DoubleTree reservation, definitely check on that. And you know, this has happened before. I think it happened a couple of years ago with the Hyatt, where sometimes there's the hotel's doing renovations. They've made reservations with people and they can't keep all of them. And just because they tell you your reservation is canceled doesn't mean you can't get it back, but it does mean you're going to have to spend time on the phone to make it happen. Because sometimes if you just talk to enough people, they might be able to reinstate your room. So just, but you need to dedicate time to that.
So that was the Hilton DoubleTree.
Yeah, that was the DoubleTree. The whole name of the hotel is the DoubleTree by Hilton Atlanta Downtown. This is not the Hilton that is the host hotel.
No. There you go.
It's not the host hotel. So my biggest tip on how to, in general, and general tip on how to not lose your room is to never leave an expired credit card on file. To be on the safe side, I always recommend using a credit card with an expiration date of the year of the convention, so October or later, to hold your room. And this way you never have to think about it again unless you get a new card. And the reason I recommend this is to prevent your room from being canceled with no advance warning because your credit card is past the expiration date. And the hotels will tell you this doesn't occur, but it happens to people every year. Your room could be suddenly canceled with no notification if they mistakenly try to run the credit card anytime during the year. So if no valid current form of payment is found on file, you can lose your room with no warning or chance to get it back. And once your room is canceled, then the Dragon Con rate is lost and it's very time consuming and difficult to get a discounted room back from a sold out hotel. Even if you can, you know, there's no guarantee on that. And they may only offer you a room at a non-host hotel farther away, like maybe something else in that chain. So what some people don't realize is if you don't have a card with an expiration date of October or later, you can request one from your bank or credit card company and then just put it on file as soon as possible. So when you try to replace the card on file, the hotel staff often won't want to do it because they'll tell you there's no need because once your deposits come out, your card isn't going to be charged again until you check out. And they'll only ask for a new card to be put on file when you check in. So just be persistent and keep calling and trying until you get that new card on file because they're right. It's not supposed to happen. But I personally don't want to take the chance that there's going to be a mistake and then it could happen to me. So the next thing I have in my notes is how to get a hotel room for this year. And Did you have any questions before I just move on with that?
Oh, no. But
well, I do want to clarify something. What Zan said about, you know, if you're worried about it, call and check. There's no problem with that if you're worried. Because sometimes you get a new credit card. I just got one and mine wasn't even close to expiring. So it's like, oh, wait. You know, you sometimes get that. They'll send them to you. So check.
Oh, yeah,
especially
definitely.
Especially now that the chips are coming out. So a lot of times you're now getting a new credit card only because they've gone up to, they've upgraded to that chip thing. So if you get that, just make sure, just call them. The hotels understand that. And yes, if for some reason you do have a credit card that is expiring, your bank or the credit card company will give you another month or two. So call them up and say, hey, I just need to make sure that this will go through if they check the card. And they'll do that. They're very good.
So
most of them are okay.
So another thing too, is if you've actually had a, had that card replaced, you may not have thought about it because of, you know, maybe you had identity theft or something, which is, you know, more and more prevalent. Obviously you looked at all the charges that you know, maybe your gym membership or whatever that were on that credit card, but didn't think about it. So now it's maybe a good time to think about it. And Zan, I got to thank you because as you mentioned the DoubleTree, I started to remember, you know what? I'm staying at the DoubleTree with my buddy, Ron. It's not under my name. It's under my buddy Ron's name. And so I just texted him saying, hey, you want to go ahead and double check that DoubleTree? Make sure you still got that reservation is still valid. So thank you very much for that.
If it's not, I'm about to cover what can be your plan B.
Oh, goody.
My next topic is how to get a hotel room for this year by using the various online resources out there. So if you're new, you should know that all the host hotels sell out about a year in advance. So at this point, it's most likely that people will have to get a room from somebody else. I mean, sure, you can try calling the hotels directly and booking online. And yes, a few rooms may open up here and there, but it's not going to be a big announcement. The way you'll find out about it is somebody will post online and say, hey, I just lucked out and booked a room. Everybody go try this. And where they're going to post is in the online communities I'm going to cover up here because we encourage information sharing and
Zan?
Is if you can't go to Dragon Con for any reason, don't ever cancel a room at the convention rate. Pay it forward and give it to a fellow con goer. So for many reservations, especially host hotels, and I'll define that in a second, if you cancel your reservation, you forfeit your non-refundable deposit, the discounted Dragon Con rate is lost, and the next person pays full price. So this is double the cost or more easily, $600 a night before taxes and fees. And nobody wants that. So
Nope.
Yeah. So for new people, I'll just take a minute and define my terms here. Here's what you can learn, what the official host hotels and overflows are. A host hotel is where the actual Dragon Con activities are held. So for the new people, you can always get a room at Dragon Con. When you hear people saying, I can't get a room, everything is sold out, what they really mean is they weren't able to book at their Plan A hotel, probably a host hotel, at the Dragon Con rate. They don't mean the entire city of Atlanta was sold out of hotel rooms. That never happens. But you'll hear people saying, oh, there's no rooms. Yeah, that's not true. An overflow hotel doesn't have official Dragon Con events, but you can still get the Dragon Con rate because they have an agreement with the convention. And there's other nearby hotels that don't have any arrangement with Dragon Con, so they're not going to have a Dragon Con rate. So you can view all the hotels by going to dragoncon.org and choose where to go at the con, host hotels. So that's how you get there in the navigation. So what I'll cover next is the Facebook groups and the other online groups. So the first one I'll cover.
Hold on, I want to clarify this. Yeah. A lot of the hotels, what they want to make sure that the people are staying at Dragon Con that are staying at the Dragon Con rate are going to Dragon Con. There's been a lot of complaining in the past that, oh, all these football fans got our rooms or, oh, all of this. That's not happening as much anymore. Okay. So if you're going to Dragon Con, look at Zan's site, look at the Facebook groups and see that. But they do want you there. Also, a lot of the overflow hotels are very much within walking distance. There is another Marriott that is literally, I'm not using this as that bad way to do it, behind the Westin. That it is, you cross a street and you are in what would be considered the back entrance, but it's where you park. It's the parking lot entrance of the Westin. So you can go up and you're right there in the Westin. So a lot of these hotels are like that. And if they're not, a lot of either Dragon Con or the hotel is probably doing shuttles. So check. And if you're in an overflow hotel, it's not the end of the world. The only thing you might want to tell them what the host hotel means, Jazan, if that's in your later notes. But that's the biggest thing is those overflow hotels are, they're going to get you to Dragon Con too.
Yeah, and they opened a whole new hotel that, again, was very close, called the Hotel Indigo. Word spread, sold out.
So, across the street from the Hyatt base. Well, Peachtree Center / Hyatt. Yeah.
Yeah, very close. So, yeah, a host hotel is where Dragon Con actually happens. So that's why it's the most desired, because if you're a costumer or you just want to save on the walking, because there's already a ton of walking at Dragon Con, a host hotel is where the action's at. And some people want to be in the center of the action and other people don't. So it's totally up to you. So the first Facebook group I'm going to cover, it's called the Dragon Con Rooms Group. So you can get to, so the URL is facebook.com/group/DragonConRoomsGroup. And I'm one of the admins there. So if you can't go to Dragon Con and you want to get your non-refundable deposit back, you know, the hotel isn't going to give it to you. That's what non-refundable means. Don't even bother asking them. There's a list of people in the pinned post of the Dragon Con Rooms Group who will be happy to take your room, and instructions on how to transfer a room, which I'll cover in a minute, are in the pinned post. So you don't have to memorize the procedure I'm going to go over shortly. Also, I post helpful tips and tricks in the Dragon Con Rooms Group, especially this time of year. So you can just search my name, Zan, to find past tips. And when you join, read the pinned post and add your info to it, because the pinned post stays all year long. While if you just make an individual post to the group, those are going to get quickly buried, especially as con is fast approaching. So the pinned post has the Need It, Got It list, so definitely read that first. In any Facebook group, the pinned post is always the first post at the top of the group. And there's also a very comprehensive FAQ in there with links to other helpful resources. By no means can I cover everything today. So here's how to transfer a reservation. To get complete instructions with all my tips and tricks, you can Google Dragon Con Wiki Hotel, and the long version of this will pop up. So the short version is, if you're giving your room to someone, put the other person's name on your reservation, which you're probably going to have to do by calling, then give the other person the reservation confirmation number. So then have the other person call the hotel and replace your credit card information and email address with their information and have them take your name and email address off the room. And then the person who gave the room away needs to call the hotel back and confirm that none of your information, especially the last four digits of your credit card, are on file anymore, because you don't want to have any responsibility for a room that isn't yours. And all of this is, of course, after they've paid you back for the non-refundable deposit. So that's the short version of it. And at no point should anybody be giving anybody the credit card information. You should never be giving your credit card. If somebody says, oh, I'm going to transfer you a room, but I need, you know, $1,000 deposit in your credit card. No, you know. There's no reason to get gouged. There are people that are happy to give you a room for cost, just asking for the non-refundable deposit to be paid back. You shouldn't have to pay over the cost. And some people are worried, like, oh, is it too late to get a room? No, people have to cancel all the time. So this is actually when you're most likely to be able to get a room, is right before convention, when people's plans are changing. And the big tip with this is, if you're doing this, get in the habit of regularly checking your junk filters and your Facebook filtered message requests, because Facebook. Excuse me, I have to cough for a second.
No problem.
Sorry. Facebook sends private messages from people you're not Facebook friends with to another location, and you don't get a notification when this happens. So if you're not used to doing this, instructions are different depending on how you're accessing Facebook. So I won't go over them here. But there's a link for instructions to this on the pinned post of the Dragon Con Rooms group. Or you can just Google it or look it up in a help file of how to find messages from people you're not friends with, depending on how you're accessing Facebook. So did you have any questions about the Dragon Con Rooms community before I just quickly cover the other ones? The Dragon Con Rooms community is for giving away your room, finding a room, you know, picking up a room, transferring a room, and also finding roommates. So if you have a room, but you need roommates, that there is also information in there about how to find roommates, how to vet roommates, how to be the questions you need to ask as a roommate and the questions you need to ask as a room host so that you find people you're compatible with.
Right. One thing I want to talk about too is a host hotel is where we're doing stuff. There are a gajillion hotels around downtown. If you're somebody who knows what you really want to spend about 50% of your time doing is gaming and going to the vendor's room, well, gaming is going to be in America's Mart. So maybe you really want to be in that hotel that's basically right across from the Mart.
So that's not a host hotel.
There's the Westin, but there's also one down a little bit. used to be a Days Inn. I don't know what it is. What? Aloft. Yeah, it's Aloft. It's one of the Marriott Aloft hotels. And so that's an overflow hotel, if I'm correct. And so you've got some of that too. So do that. The other thing is a host hotel. The one thing a lot of people say, well, the greatest thing about being in a host hotel is that there's Dragon Con TV on the TV. And that is true. So you get the Dragon Con TV and all their stuff like that. But also remember that if what you're really wanting to see is, I really want to see this one fan panel, a lot of the places around Dragon Con, the Hyatt Bar, the Westin Bar, and some of the others will actually put their TV on Dragon Con TV. So you can actually watch that panel as it's going on, but you don't even have to be in a room. I've seen that happen at the Hyatt Bar, and I think I saw it happen at the Westin Bar. So, you know, check and see if they can do that for you. Cause then, you know, you can sit there comfortably and watch and maybe have a plate of nachos.
I know a lot of people watch costume contests or the parade, which I'm leading two parade groups this year. So a lot of people like to do that. So I'll just really briefly cover the other resources and then just quickly move on to the events I'm doing this year.
Awesome.
So there is a page on Facebook called Dragon Con Hotel Connection. And this is a page, not a group. And they do fantastic updates on hotel availability, and they include host and overflow hotels. So since it's a page and not a group, to see what individuals have posted, you need to view the comments or look at the post to page section, which requires that you go to the page and then click post to page section. So they don't post very often, but when they do, it's very comprehensive and helpful. So definitely sign up for that. And that's great for people who directly want to book with a hotel and maybe at this point are not as concerned about a host hotel, because host hotels aren't going to be making any more official announcements about room blocks. That just doesn't happen. Maybe some open here and there, but the hotels aren't going to announce it. So at least they never have before. I'd be shocked if they did now. So another community is on LiveJournal. Say you don't use Facebook or you just want to go old school. This is actually where the Dragon Con Rooms group started. You can go to www.dragonconrooms.livejournal.com. And that's another place you can find rooms and roommates. And they also have their own system. So definitely read their instructions. It's a free account. It doesn't cost anything. I know there you might see an ad for like get a premium membership to LiveJournal, and you don't have to do that. You don't have to even sign up for an account to view things. So unlike Facebook, you can view things without having an account, and then you can just sign up for the account if you want to make a post in there. Also in the Dragon Con Forums group, which is dragonconforums.org, there is a section in one of the four, there is a forum called Get Me There, now also with RoomShare, and that's a great place to find roommates and rides. And you can see how many views your post has gotten, which is really nice. If you're just looking for a bargain and you're not interested in a host hotel, because this really isn't going to apply to host hotels most of the time, with maybe one or two very rare exceptions a year, there is a Facebook group called Dragon Con's Cheap Klingon, and they are exclusively focused on finding the best possible financial deals, and they use some blind bidding sites. So you might need to be willing to book a room not knowing exactly what your hotel is, but you will know the cheap price you're getting before you book. So, okay, so how to book a hotel room for next year. My best advice on this is if you haven't already, you need to start thinking about booking for 2017 now.
And, oh, my God.
Yeah, so a lot of hotels now, they require a non-refundable deposit at the time of booking. So if you don't have $300-ish dollars saved up now to pay for the non-refundable deposit that the hotels charge, ask your roommates to pitch in, especially if you're the designated room booker, which is often the person who can take the mornings off work. And unlike some other conventions, different hotels for DragonCon release rooms on different days. So if you don't get your plan A hotel room when they do the bookings, then you can try again a different day for a plan B hotel room. So if you're returning to con after being absent for a few years, then you should know that you need to be saving for two DragonCons at a time now, this year's expenses and the hotel deposit for next year. Unless you're staying at the Sheraton, last year the Sheraton required payment in full at the time of booking for the entire stay. So if you're staying at the Sheraton, you'll want to make sure your credit card can handle that hit. And again, don't be shy about asking your roommates to pitch in now to reserve their space with you. So last year, the Hyatt and the Hilton offered legacy bookings, and this is when people who are currently staying there get first chance to book for next year. So if you're staying at either the Hyatt or the Hilton, ask them on check-in what they're doing for next year. And if they don't know, ask to talk to somebody else. And if they don't know, then keep asking at the front desk every time you enter your hotel before you head up to the room. So the information, what everybody wants to know now is what are the policies for next year? Well, that information hasn't been released yet, so no one knows. But the information on booking and deposit policies is usually released shortly before con or even during con. You might get a flyer at the front desk when you check in. But, you know, as with anything else, just because a hotel did something last year, like legacy bookings or requiring a bunch of money up front, doesn't mean they're going to do it this year. I mean, it's a good guess, but as with anything with DragonCon, you know, things can change with very little notice. Yep. So, you know, don't anybody hold me to any of that. So do we have enough time for me to go over the parade groups and a little information about the Eternal membership?
Oh, yes, please do.
Yes. Okay. And parade is fun. You got to watch it.
I will definitely cover the parade right after I mention our charity fundraising.
Yay! Well, I have an announcement for you for charity fundraising, too. Okay. So I didn't know when you were going to get there. So you go first.
Oh, okay. So in this year, for the first time ever, Eternal members will be able to donate to DragonCon's official charity in the Eternal members badge pickup room. And the location of that is written on your Eternal members postcard. And it's on the map. So there will be a charity fundraising jar in there. Only cash will be accepted. No credit cards, Bitcoin, Flues, Gold Press Latinum. Does anybody remember Flues?
I don't remember Flues.
It was like
free
PayPal internet currency that Whoopi Goldberg used to do ads for.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm so hipster. I'm like the only one that remembers Flues. And, anyway, so for people who aren't familiar with DragonCon's charity, DragonCon will match dollar for dollar up to $50,000, any money raised for the Atlanta Center for Self-Sufficiency, which is their charity this year at the 2016 convention. So I'm very excited that the Eternal members are going to be participating in that.
Yes, and that is awesome. And I also want to say, and Dan, I am doing this partly because you kept asking about it. So for charity also on Thursday night at con, X-Track is going to have a lip sync contest.
I'm so excited. I know. I was like, I'm obsessed with lip sync battle. How can we make this happen?
We are going to have it. I'm still working out some of the things. We're going to have we're going to limit the signups to 15. You're going to be able to sign up on the X-Track site on Facebook, so people can do that. As soon as I put it up, I will send it to you so you can put it everywhere. I am saving a space for you, Zan, and whatever group you bring in, because I knew you wanted to.
I need to pick a song.
You got to pick a song, and the only thing we're going to ask you is to bring your song, and if you can bring somebody who's going to video you, because what we want to do is figure out a way that people can, and that's what we're still working on, but we think we have a way to do this now, but that everybody can, throughout the con up until like noon on Monday, vote for their favorite people. And so that they can see the videos throughout the con. They don't have to be there Thursday night, because I know some people might not be or have other things to do. And they'll be able to do that, and we'll have a lip sync contest. So I wanted to tell you that we're doing it. You asked about it. We are doing a lip sync battle. Woohoo! 15 groups. Get them together.
Excellent.
The only required, and all of the fund, all of the, you're going to vote with your ones and fives and pennies and whatever. We know we're going to have it in the X-Track room where they can vote and drop the X-Track and paranormal track, that they can drop off money, but also that we're trying to figure out how to do this on a site. So do it, do it, do it. We cannot wait. And yeah, so sign up, and you just got to bring your song on a CD, because that's how we're going to be doing it.
Okay, great. Yeah. Woo-hoo! No problem.
Yay. Lip sync battle. Battle it out, babies.
So I thought I'd just mention briefly what the Eternal membership is, and then talk about our parade groups. So I'd want to say what the Eternal membership is not. It is not a VIP or like gold level equivalent membership. Unlike many other conventions, Dragon Con doesn't have tiered levels of membership.
Dragon Con.
Yeah.
What? I'm sorry, John, clear your throat one more time for me.
MegaCon.
There you go, sweetheart.
I have a whole other story about MegaCon. I took my nieces this year. They're 7 and 9. It was their first ever convention. They did Harry Potter events. Yeah. MegaCon was great this year. They loved it. I'm like, yay, next generation. Nailed it. But yes, MegaCon does have tiered versions of their tickets. So there are no special privileges with an Eternal membership, except you get to go to the exclusive Eternal members only party on Thursday night. But there's no line cutting, special seating, or hotel room booking advantage to being an Eternal member. And an Eternal member is somebody who purchased a lifetime pass. So you buy the Eternal membership once, you never have to pay for a badge again, and then you get a separate room to go pick up your Eternal membership. Mm-hmm. So really, that's all the Eternal membership is. And I actually, there's so much other information about it. I made a website. So you can go to DragonConEternalMembers.com. There's an S at the end. It's plural. I'm not the only Eternal member. There's lots of us. So I made it plural. DragonConEternalMembers.com has a ton of information on there, including the history of price increases and how much the Eternal membership costs and all that. So the number one question people ask me about it is, what happens if Dragon Con starts capping badges like some other conventions have started to do? You know, they just get so big that they have to, you know, getting a ticket is really difficult at some of the bigger events. So if Dragon Con ever caps memberships, then by definition, all Eternal members will be exempt. You'll always have a badge. So I don't know how you attach a dollar figure to this, but I think it adds value. So I mean, I can't even imagine what San Diego Comic-Con would charge for something like this. Like, nobody can get into that convention anyway. It's just crazy. I haven't been able to get in for years. I've never been because I can never get into San Diego Comic-Con. So I think it's part of what makes Dragon Con special that they even offer this.
It is. And it is a big chunk of change.
It
but is. If you start thinking about, you know, you're preparing to do this. I know people who have bought them for their kids. They are non-transferable. But they've bought them for their kids, and they bought it maybe when it was $1,500 or maybe now when it's $2,500. And they're just like, you know, because my child's going to be coming all these years. We know they are. So you're saving, you know, over the time, this does pay for itself. I mean, I know it's a big chunk of change, though. I do.
Yeah. So the most recent price jump was when it went from $2,000 to $2,500, and that happened on September 30th, 2014. So that was less than a month after Dragon Con, and that was the only time I can remember in over 10 years they even announced a price jump ahead of time. Pricing increases can happen at any time with no notice. Now, they don't have a price increase every year, and I've got a whole list on the Dragon Con website of what the prices have been over the years if you're just interested in that history. But, you know, if you're interested, the way to purchase it is through the Dragon Con store. So you just go to store.dragoncon.org, or if you want to purchase it at the convention, you can purchase it in the regular line. So you just go to the Sheraton. Registration is going to be in the Sheraton again this year. And when you're buying your badge, you just tell them you want to upgrade to an Eternal membership. So if you've already bought your membership for this year, they'll discount it the price that you already paid. So if you paid $100 for your membership this year, the Eternal membership is $2,500 this year, you'll pay $2,400 and you'll get an Eternal membership. So that's what I did my first year, is I had already bought my ticket for that year and I just said, hey, I want to upgrade. But you do have to mention that to them. Otherwise, they'll just charge you $2,500. So again, that website is DragonConEternalMembers.com. And there is a ton of information on there, including all of our fan meetups. And I am doing the only fan meetup we're having during the convention is, once again this year, we have our own parade group, just like we did last year. And in addition, and that's for Eternal members and friends, I should say, you don't have to be an Eternal member to join our Eternal Members Facebook group, which a link is on the website, DragonConEternalMembers.com. So you don't, all of our activity takes place really in our Facebook group. So you don't have to be an Eternal member to join that or to come to any of our fan meetups. The only exclusive thing that you can't go to unless you are an Eternal member is the event put on by DragonCon. So all the fan stuff, it's unofficial. And since they are not programming by DragonCon, they're not going to be included in any of DragonCon's publications, including the printed pocket program or the DragonCon app. So that's why you have to go to the website to look up our fan meetups. So our parade theme for the Eternal members and friends, you don't have to be an Eternal member to join this, is we're doing Eternal or Immortal creatures and also DragonCon themed outfits. So we're just using all of our name, DragonCon Eternal Members. And the Cult of Marriott Carpet is our sister parade group, and we will be marching next to them because somebody online was like, we should have a parade group for the carpet. And I was like, well, I'm already leading a parade group. Why not? So I'm leading the Cult of Marriott Carpet Parade Group. I am having stuff custom made for myself, as are many other people. And both parade groups are listed. If you're interested in joining either one, we do still have some openings for both ones. And there are also a list of parade groups you can join in the Facebook group for the DragonCon Parade, which is facebook.com/group/DragonConParade, all one word. There is a list in there of all the groups that still have openings on their pinned post. So you can't register directly with the parade because it filled up in record time this year, months ago. So you have to find a group that's already registered that has some openings. And if you want to see all of the parade's media accounts, you go to dragoncon.org, and then in the navigation, you go to participate and then be in the parade. And I'm really excited about both of those groups because I've seen some of the work people have been doing on their costumes online, and it's amazing. We're going to kill it.
What you are. And the parade is a lot of fun. John, last year and a couple of years too, has come down. I help herd the ducks, herd the cats, get all the ducks in line so that the parade starts. And John was there last year taping it, which I hope that tape died, John. But he got to see how much fun it is. The parade, I mean, the parade itself, just walking down the street and all the people yelling and stuff like that is fun. But when you're there getting ready, you're getting to meet a lot of new people. Maybe you already know everybody in your group, so you'll meet another group or something like that. It is so much fun. We love the parade.
Yeah.
And we're the only con that has this. I think San Diego tried and it fizzled really badly too.
Yeah. Sorry. Now, this is the second year for the Eternals group marching in the parade, Eternals and Friends. But it's the first and maybe only year for the Cult of Marriott Carpet group. We're going to see how it goes. We could be one and done. I don't know. So for the new people, do either you or John want to explain what the whole Marriott Carpet thing is? Or do you want me to do that?
So I can tell you this. You go ahead and explain it, but I can tell you this. My buddy Shag, who is not going to be coming to Dragon Con this year, very, very sad. I received a box from him with a note telling me that he was not going to be there. However, inside that box, that package was a shadow boxed square from the Marriott carpet that is now hanging on my wall, along with a picture that he sent from all of us near the, you know, at Dragon Con. But yeah, so he sent all the guys that normally go. The core four or five of us, a shadow boxed version of that carpet. But go ahead and explain what the carpet is and why it's, you know,
okay,
got this
yeah, see,
iconic
so,
thing.
Yeah. So for new people, this is just a crazy, like, it could only happen at Dragon Con story. What happened is last year they tore out beloved carpet in the Marriott after last year's Dragon Con. And people loved this carpet so much that as they were ripping it out and bringing it to the dumpsters, people on Facebook were going, it's in the dumpster, and like rushing out and getting it out of the dumpster and selling it on eBay. And people like me bought some because there were some fantastic cosplayers from the group Volpin Props. It's Volpin Props. And it's exactly what it sounds like. They custom make props and they're fantastic. And a couple years ago, they all dressed up as soldiers, like camouflage. So instead of wearing like the army green and brown camouflage, they dressed up as the carpet pattern from the Marriott and posed camouflaged as the carpet. So they'd be like hiding with fake rifles or laying down on the Marriott carpet so you could barely see them. So it was kind of like when you watch a TV show and somebody has like the powers of the chameleon and they blend into the background and you can only see them when they move. It was just amazing. And it caught on like crazy, especially when the manufacturer or the owner of the carpet pattern put out a cease and desist because people loved the costume so much they wanted to get some fabric for themselves. So they started selling fabric made with the carpet pattern. And since they didn't own the rights to the carpet pattern, they got a cease and desist. So a cease and desist letter, which the internet thought was hysterical, like of all things to threaten to sue somebody over it. Nobody got sued. There were no damages. Everything turned out fine. But you can't profit by selling a pattern that isn't yours. So people in my group, nobody's profiting. What we're doing is totally legal. We have taken the pattern and I made a tileable version of it based off the Volpin pattern, which isn't tileable. And I've shared that online in various places. But what we're doing is we're making our own costumes for our own personal use. We're not profiting off of it. So anyway, we're just celebrating this very unique Dragon Con thing and all getting together. And the Eternal Members are, you know, going to march right next to us. And again, the Eternal Members theme is eternity and immortality. So it's a really broad theme, or anything related to Dragon Con. So I think there, you know, there could be some crossover between the two groups. And I don't want to spoil I don't want to do any reveals, but some people have shared online what they're working on, and it's just amazing. So the other meetups the Dragon Con Eternal Members are having are either before or after the convention. So we're having a Welcome Back Wednesday dinner on Wednesday night at 7 at Pity Pat's Porch. After our Eternal Members party on Thursday night, we're going to meet at the Hyatt Bar at midnight. Because the Thursday night Eternals party from 8 to midnight, that's the only thing Dragon Con puts on for Eternal members. And that's exclusively just for Eternals. We're going to be at the Dragon Con Aquarium night, which does require a separate ticket. So even if you don't go to Dragon Con, you could join people at the Dragon Con Aquarium night. And that's on Saturday night. Then we're going to shut down the Marriott rave. So, we're going to be there Sunday night, until Monday morning when they shut down the Marriott rave, which every year I like to close out the rave. So that goes until about 5 or 6 in the morning. And then on Monday night, we're going to meet at the pool in the back of the Marriott and have a little pool party and hang out in the hot tub, which is amazing. And I've told people, you know, like, you totally win if you show up as Eddie Murphy in the famous Saturday Night Live Eddie Murphy hot tub sketch. You guys remember that one?
A little bit, but boy, that was a long time ago. Okay.
Yeah. So, and then after we get kicked out of the pool at 11 p.m., because that's Monday night from 9 to 11. So that's after the convention's over. Just relaxing in a hot tub is amazing. Then we're going to finish off our leftovers. So after they boot us out of the pool, because it closes at 11, we're going to hang out in the Marriott lobby and finish off all our leftovers, maybe some apple pie that we don't want to take home with us. And then on Tuesday, for the people that are, you know, still hanging around, because I check out on Tuesday, other people do too, then we're going to have lunch at 1 p.m. at the Big Kahuna restaurant. And you don't have to memorize any of this. It's all on the website, DragonConEternalMembers.com, and details on all of that are in our Facebook group. So, you know, the only other thing I have to cover is just, you know, where people can get in touch with me. And unless you guys had some other questions or other things I didn't cover that you think I should have.
Well, John's going to test our knowledge of weird stuff in a minute.
Yeah, I'm going to. I am definitely going to do that. But yes. Oh, wait, maybe I'm not. Where'd it go?
Where'd it go? Ha! You lost it.
Nope, there it is. Found it. But of course, first of all, Zan, thank you for looking and doing all this research and putting up all this stuff together. Yay. This is one of the reasons why we love you so much, and you are so awesome. And by the way, just for those folks that didn't get to experience the actual carpet, that maybe you're new and you didn't see this, the thing is freaking hideous. By the way, the pattern is not that great.
How dare you, sir?
It's pretty ugly hotel carpet.
It's brightly colored, geometrically patterned
hotel carpet.
What replaced it is hideous. It's called the skid marks carpet. It looks like somebody spilled a bunch of toner or did something else. I'm not even going to say what it is, but some people know what skid marks are. They're not attractive.
Well, now, granted, it is brightly colored, yada, yada, yada. But
the new carpet is ugly and brown and
that's true too.
Not attractive at all. The old carpet,
but hear me out. That's what made it fabulous, though, was that it was so gaudy.
I am wondering if anybody's going to show up as the new carpet so the new carpet can fight the old carpet in some kind of maybe epic lip sync battle. I don't know if we could make that happen, but I would love it.
If that's what you lip sync, I will be there. I promise. You have a space. I need to
find a song about carpet.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Carpet. So here's what we're going to do. We've already done the top grossing movies of 1987, which was the first year of DragonCon. So now I'm going to do the we're going to go back and we're not going to go back and forth. Actually, the rules are a little different this time. As soon as you know the answer to, I'll read you part of one of the top 150 movies of 1988. 1988.
87 through 88.
No, now just 1988. Just 1988. And they're only going to be genre, and I'll use that in a very loose term, movies from 1988. So as soon as you know it, just yell your name out, and you'll get to guess what the movie is. And we'll go until, somebody has, we'll say, 5 points. All right.
Okay.
So I'm going to start from the bottom of my list and go up. Now, I'm not going to go through all 150. I'm just going to go to the first genre movie that I find.
And you're going to describe it, and we have to guess.
I'm going to read you from IMDb the description. So, for example, this isn't going to be a good one because in position 145, grossing that year, as an example, people who dial 976 evil receive supernatural powers and turn into satanic killers. Now, the actual title of that is 976 Evil. So, all right. So you get the idea. As soon as you knew what that answer was, you just yell out Zan or Lee, whichever one. Preferably your own name, not the other.
Oh, damn. That was the only thing I had going for me. Okay.
At position 144, Charlie Brewster and Peter Vincent must face more vampires, which are out for revenge.
Lee. Fright Night 2.
Fright Night 2. Yep, that's right. Lee gets a point.
Well, I didn't know they made a sequel to that.
They did.
I'm really sorry.
At 141, at position 141, a group of teens party in an abandoned funeral parlor on Halloween night. When an evil force awakens, demonic spirits keep them from leaving and turn their party into living hell.
I don't watch horror movies. Miss all the horror movies.
Ding. Yeah, skip horror. We don't know that.
Night of the Demons was that one. Night of the Demons at 140.
Yeah, right. In 1988, I was not allowed to watch horror movies, nor did I want to. So, I mean, I watch The Walking Dead now, but...
Yeah, but that's not really horror.
I was too little
show.
Then. Yeah.
All right, let's try this. Even if you don't watch horror films, you might know this one. At 133, eggs of the small, furry alien carnivores are left behind on Earth and after hatching, set their appetites in the town of Grover's Bend.
Eggs? Gremlins?
No.
Do they hatch? I don't know.
Nope.
Okay. The fuzzy carnivores left their eggs.
Eggs of the small, furry alien carnivores are left behind on Earth. It's a sequel.
Lee, Critters 2?
That is correct.
I don't know how I know that. There is space in my brain that doesn't need to know that. Okay.
All right. How about this one? At 131, again, I'm using genre very loosely here. Mm-hmm. A Southern California girl befriends three furry aliens after their spaceship lands.
Earth girls are easy. Earth girls are easy. Jeff Goldblum.
Zan. Yes, Zan got one.
Zan, get that one.
I know my Jeff Goldblum, sir.
Awesome.
Love me some Jeff Goldblum.
There you go.
Let's see. We'll skip that one. Okay. Again, very loosely, loosely genre. A mysterious alien creature trying to escape from NASA is befriended by a wheelchair bound boy.
Lee.
Yes. Go ahead, Lee.
Flight of the Navigator?
No, that's incorrect. This is at position 112, by the way. For 1988.
I know this one. I should know this one. Right. I see it in my head. I think I see the alien.
Mac and Me. Mac and
That's
Me.
That's it. Because he had this stupid little round. Right. It was very rubbery looking.
Mysterious alien cheeks. Creature. Mac. M-A-C.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know exactly right. Let's try this. Mike, now released from a psychiatric hospital, continues his journey to stop the evil tall man and his grim work. It's at position 105.
I got nothing.
This is, again, horror. We don't know.
Okay.
IMDb descriptions are horrible.
Yeah, they are.
From 1988. These are clearly people who didn't actually, like, watch the movies they were writing the descriptions about. Because these, like, I remember in TV Guide, okay, I'm old enough that I actually used to get a TV Guide, and there would be descriptions for the new episode of Star Trek that would literally say the Enterprise is in danger. And like, I'm like, how am I supposed to know if it's a rerun this week? The Enterprise is in danger. Not helping.
All right. That one was Phantasm 2 at 105.
Oh, good. Good. Yay.
At 102, this one, be prepared to yell your name real quick. An account of Baron Munchkin's Munchausen.
Oh, Lee.
Baron Munchausen. Yes.
Lee.
Yes.
The Adventures of Baron
yes.
von Munchausen.
Yes. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, wait. What'd you say? Baron von Munchausen?
No, just Baron Munchausen.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll give you that.
I probably did say von.
Yeah. An account of Baron Munchausen's supposed travels and fantastical experiences.
And that is the weirdest. That one is, again, one of those movies you're like, everybody had to be stoned making that movie.
All right. At 101. A strange life form consumes everything in its path as it grows and grows.
The Blob?
Yes.
Yes. Man. They did a remake of that. You got it. You win.
1988.
I think you're crushing me, Lee.
No, actually, it's only 3-2 right now.
Yeah, no. I don't know. Okay, keep going.
All right. Again, loosely genre. When Peter Plunkett's Irish Castle turned hotel is about to be repossessed, he decides to spice up the ... I think there's more to that, but that's what I'm going to leave it off. When Peter Plunkett's Irish castle turned hotel is about to be repossessed.
Oh, a haunted honeymoon? Haunted?
No.
Spirit something. It's got Peter O'Toole in it.
You're close. At 97, it's High Spirits. High Spirits.
That's it. And it's got Peter O'Toole in it, doesn't it?
Hold on.
Daryl Hannah?
Yeah, Peter O'Toole and Daryl Hannah and Steve Guttenberg.
That's,
because when you think genre, you think Steve Guttenberg.
Yes, you do.
All right, we're going to skip up a little bit. This is a horror film again, but maybe you'll know it. At number 84, Kirstie is brought to an institution after the death of her family when the occult-obsessed head resurrects Julia and unleashes the Cenobites once again.
The Cenobites?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got nothing.
Nothing.
Hellbound Hellraiser 2.
Stop that.
Okay, here's one. Again, loosely. At number 82, Albert Einstein is the son of a Tasmanian apple farmer who discovers the secret of splitting the beer atom to put bubbles back into beer. This is not even vaguely...
Young Einstein. It's the Yahoo Serious movie.
Yep. Young Einstein.
Oh my God. Again, place that I did.
All right. At number 75, a drifter discovers a pair of sunglasses that allows him to wake up to the fact that aliens have taken over the earth.
Oh,
Okay. They Live.
That's it. It's got the wrestler guy in it, right?
Yep. Let's go up a little bit further here on my list. Let's get into the top 50 because that's where we should be now. Okay, how about this one? Again, I'm using the term loosely because 1988, surprisingly very few, besides horror films, very few things that were really genre specific, which kind of, you know, shows you the growth that, that Dragon Con had, even in spite of the lack of people doing stuff. Anyway, be prepared to buzz in. Robot Johnny 5 comes to the city.
Short Circuit.
Not Short Circuit.
Short Circuit 2. I give it to her.
Okay. Short Circuit 2. We'll give it to Zan.
We'll give it to Zan.
I was just so excited. I knew one.
All right. At number 41, a few years from now, I guess in 1988, what would that be?
Yeah, 1990? Whatever.
I don't know. A few years from now, Earth will have its first contact with an alien civilization. These aliens, known as newcomers, slowly...
Alien Nation.
Yeah, there we go, Zan.
There we go.
It's all tied up.
I love that show. That's how I know that one.
It's all tied up.
It was a great movie, too. That was a really good movie.
And then they had TV movies afterwards, and I read the books.
So we're tied up, so the next one wins. So I'm going to go all the way up to number 15, which, unless you... No, never mind. I'm going to go up to 11, which was probably the highest, what we would really consider a genre movie for that year. here we go. A couple of recently deceased ghosts contract the services of a bio exorcist in order to remove
Beetlejuice.
Lee said it Zan said it first. Yay.
That was really close.
Oh, yeah. That was close.
Well, but we only said it twice, not three times. So
that's
we're
good.
Okay. Thank God. Yeah, we're okay. Yes, so, yay!
At number 11.
John, Beetlejuice. We don't say it. Say it three times.
Beating Beetlejuice that year, by the way, was at number 10, The Naked Gun from the Files of Police Squad, which is the full title, I guess. At number 10 was Oliver and Company. At number 9 was The Naked Gun. 8, Cocktail. 7, Die Hard. That was a year for Die Hard. 6 was Crocodile Dundee. Then Hal, I don't know, Twins came in number 5. Big, which I guess you could consider genre. It's got some mystical
you
stuff.
Kind of time travel in Big.
Yeah. So number 4, it was Big. 3 was Coming to America. 2 was Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Again, maybe. But number one that year was Rain Man. So
that was 88. Yeah. Awesome.
All right.
Well, Zan, thank you. This was so much information. It was so great information. But did we say where you can be found?
Not yet. Well,
okay, where can we find you?
Okay, so there's a couple different places. So you can hear my regular segment on getting a hotel room on the ESO Dragon Con Report, which is a monthly podcast, and they spell Dragon Con as two words, and the second word is like con, so it's K-H-A-N, Dragon Con Report, and that's a monthly podcast, and we'll have two more episodes this year, and their website is www.esopodcast.com, and they also have a Facebook group. You can reach me directly by using the contact form on www.dragonconeternalmembers.com. It's plural, so there's an S at the end. You can tag me online if we're in any Facebook groups together. My name is spelled Z-A-N, so it rhymes with fan, and it's spelled like fan, except instead of an F as in Frank, it starts with Z as in zebra, so it's Z-A-N. And my last name is Bowden. And that's 6 letters, B-O-W-D-E-N. So that's bow, like what little girls wear in their hair, and den, like where a bear lives. So that's how you remember my name, Zan Bowden. And I'm in a bunch of Facebook groups online. I'm in the Dragon Con Rooms group, the Dragon Con Newbies group, Dragon Con Eternal Members, Dragon Con Parade, the official Dragon Con group, the unofficial one that still has the asterisk in the name. Which, by the way, have we mentioned yet this year that the official Dragon Con Facebook group moved?
It did move.
It did move.
We unfortunately had to move it because Facebook wouldn't let us change the name. But yes, it is Dragon Con, no asterisks.
Right. So the URL for the new official DragonCon group, which you definitely want to be in, is www.facebook.com/group/officialDragonCon, all one word. And that's the official DragonCon group. Now, the unofficial one has the asterisk in the name, and it actually is much larger. I think it's just a lot of people haven't moved over yet. So the official group has about 5,000 people, and the unofficial group has about 16,000 people in it right now. And I'm also in Drop by DragonCon, which I can't recommend that highly enough. I think you're probably going to have Michelle on this year, maybe. Not sure. Okay, but she's...
She needs to email us.
But she heads up the Drop by DragonCon group, which is fantastic. And it's not just about losing weight. It's about just generally making improvements and a lot of suggestions for DragonCon in there. Like, if you're not used to walking, start now. So I just can't say enough good things about the Drop by DragonCon group. I'm happy to be maintaining my current weight. So I did manage to drop down to a medically healthy weight, and I'm very happy about that. So that's a fantastic group to join and to stay in if you're interested in improving your health. It doesn't have to be about losing weight. There's lots of ways to improve your health. So you can tag me in any of those, or again, use the contact form on www.dragonconeternalmembers.com, and it'll go straight for me. And I'm not sure what panels I'm going to be on this year, but you can search for my name in the DragonCon app, and I'll be hopefully wearing my tiara a whole bunch. So if you see me and you have any questions about anything, feel free to just walk up and ask me and say, "Hey, Zan, I have a question about a hotel room," or "I'm thinking of becoming an eternal member. You know, can you tell me when your next meetup is?" Anything like that, I'm always happy to help.
There you go.
Sweet. Woohoo! Sweet. Well, again, thank you, Zan, for not only joining us, but for, you know, the work that you do in the community, the DragonCon community. We really appreciate it. It keeps, you know, the spirit alive of DragonCon 365 days a year.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll remember something I forgot as soon as we hung up, but as soon as we hang up, and if I do, I'll comment on the Unique Geek Facebook page when you post this episode. I'll be like, "Oh my God, I forgot to mention this." Comment. I might call in with a voicemail later if there's
breaking
hotel news or something important to know. No, I'll give you a call on your voicemail number. Which, what is that, by the way?
Actually,
know that for sure yet?
It's actually, hold on. Yes, it's actually not the number I gave. That number actually expired.
Or your email address. How can people get a hold of you?
50days@theuniquegeek.com. I still want to smother the guy that has squatting on uniquegeek.com. But anyway, the comment line or voicemail is 813-3210-884. That's 3210-TUG. The Unique Geek, TUG. So 813, that's in the Tampa area. But, you know, these days, I don't think that there's anybody that pays for long distance anymore. Is there? God, I hope not.
I hope it's all
wrapped into your plan at this point. Anyway, you can leave a comment there. That'd be great. Thank you for reminding me, Zan, to mention that.
Now, what's your website address?
TheUniqueGeek.com. TheUniqueGeek.com, or just look for The Unique Geek on Facebook. It's there too. The posts kind of just go there. It's really just it used to house a lot more stuff, but now it's just sort of it's just the default page for storing all the podcasts and you know, the stuff just goes out to Twitter and all other stuff. So anyway,
for new people listening, if this is your first year listening to the podcast and there's a topic you're really interested in, the website is fantastic. It has great descriptions, and there's many, many podcasts from previous years. So if you want to jump ahead to a certain track you're interested in or a certain topic you're interested in, a lot of stuff does stay the same from year to year. Of course, there's always going to be changes, but if you don't want to wait 10 days for a certain topic to come up or 20 days and you want information now, go to theuniquegeek.com and look up previous episodes and just cherry pick based on your interests, as everybody does for DragonCon, and you can get a lot of great information there. You don't have to wait. And then, of course, keep listening this year for the updated information. I've done that many times. Like, I forgot, but I know there was an episode, and then I just go find it.
John, well, she gave us press. She does.
She does a better job at this than we do.
She really does. You're now like our media relations person. Thanks, Sam. That's awesome.
I believe that's Dan Carroll. He does.
That is Dan Carroll. Do also want to say too, if you have an idea or you really want us to ask something, you can ask us on the website. You can ask us on Facebook, or you can Twitter us. We actually have a Twitter too, so do that, and we will try to find your answer. We really do. Sometimes we know, and sometimes we call other people who know, so that'll be good. And we'll be talking to more people. We'll be talking to Trat soon, and we're trying to spice things up a little bit this year, maybe talking to some more people like Zan, who are kind of very like our presenters or involved in the con in an unofficial way. Officially unofficial? Unofficially official.
Yeah, something like that. All right, folks.
There we go.
You know, as usual, this is John for Zan and Lee. Well, you know, Zan's always in our heart, no matter if she's here or not. So it's always for him. And Lee saying, until next time, peace.
Bye.
And bye.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Share Alike non-commercial license.